American Cattle News. As the weather changes, it affects us. But what about our livestock? More after this.
CattleCon's headed to San Antonio, February 4th through 6th, 2025, where farmers and ranchers gather to shape our industry's future. Remember, if you ain't at the table, you might just be on the menu. Check out the latest in ranching at the Texas-sized NCBA Trade Show. Network, learn, and grow your operation. Don't miss this chance to steer the cattle biz in San Antonio, where the Alamo spirit lives on. Visit convention.ncba.org to get registered. CattleCon 2025, where the beef industry meets.
As we approach the official start of winter, obviously changes in weather affect us. But what about livestock? And what about livestock in confined areas, i.e. feedlots? Robbie Kirkland is president, Texas Cattle Feeders Association.
Cattle do handle it well. One thing about our feed yard, it's a, you know, maybe a little different, but we handle a lot of southeasterns, you know, from Texas through the Gulf region. So those cattle are adapted to handle heat a little better. Handle a lot of cattle from, like I said, the coastal region all the way to Florida, and so those cattle handle heat better. You're right; it did get hot this summer, and. And it is a challenge. You know, the one thing we always talk about in the Texas Panhandle that's really unique is there's always wind. If you come up here, you'll see some wind turbines, and they don't put those here because it's not because the wind doesn't blow. It's the wind blows a little. We keep a good breeze, and what's always critical in the summertime is for us to drop our temperatures down into the 60s at night. That's always something we're monitoring and watching. And so very rarely do we ever get that we don't drop our you know, nighttime temps down into the high 60s. And we know whenever we don't, that sometimes can be a critical point in time, but you know, most of the time that's a key factor for us.
American Cattle News.